being content with what God has given you. Is there times in your life where you feel like even though you're following God, you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus, you're still not happy, you're not satisfied? And honestly, this has been a large portion of my life. And I honestly shouldn't even be making this video because this is something I struggle with a lot. And that's why actually I am making that video, so I could learn with you on how to be truly content. And actually in the last year, I'm going to share with you some things that have really changed my life in the terms of being content. The first thing I want to just say is, what is content? Okay, because I believe definitions are important, because you know, being content could be something totally different to you than it is to me. So I pulled up a little dictionary, okay, so we could see. Content is a state of satisfaction, a state of peaceful happiness, okay? How often in your life are you in a state of satisfaction? You feel like, okay, God, what I have, my job, my family, this and that, like I'm satisfied, okay? To me, that there's been a lot of times where I'm dissatisfied. And honestly, just even in the last 7 years, I've been on sort of a roller coaster of being really dissatisfied to now I'm truly satisfied. And, you know, I live in the Palm Springs area with my family, and I grew up by the beach, by the beast. Mark of the Beast, people on YouTube are gonna be like, I told you this guy's the devil. No, I grew up by the beach, so I love the coast. I love the ocean. I love surfing. I love everything that Southern California has at the beach, the ocean. Okay, California has a lot of bad, not good stuff politically, but we have beautiful beaches and it's a beautiful place to live. So living out here in the Palm Springs area, it's great for a few months out of the year. It's beautiful, but then summertime, and no joke, it will be like 120 degrees sometimes Fahrenheit. That's like 40 degrees Celsius, okay, if you're from another country, maybe more, okay. I don't know my Celsius that well. But I've been dissatisfied because we've been out here and I've been a real estate agent. That's my full-time job. And I've been wanting to do it at the beach because that's just where I want to be. I want to be close to the water. I just want to be near the ocean. I don't want to be here where it's sandy and it's like, you know, it's just the desert. You know, there's a reason why God said to the Israelites, we got to get you out of this wilderness, out of the desert, into the promised land. And that's how I felt. So there's been many times, I'm not going to lie, where I've been just so like discontent, dissatisfied, you know, where it's like the weekend and it's summertime and I'm with my kids and family and I'm just like quiet, or I'm just like not happy, which is crazy because everyone sees me as such a happy person, and I am. But at times, I think sometimes I just like try to act happy, even though if I'm not, because I just feel like maybe I'll trick myself into being happy. I mean, I generally am really happy, but this is something in particular, just this like thing. And honestly, just in the last few years, I've really changed. Probably the last year to 2 years that I've seen that there's been a blessing for myself and for my family being here in what I thought was the wilderness. For one, my business in real estate has really thrived because I do YouTube. I have a channel where I tell people about the area. And because the desert has a lot of older agents, 60, 70 years old, I've been able to really stand out, where in Orange County, where everyone's young, it would be a completely different ball game. So that's finally been really taking off. Being here, we've had both of our families here. If we need babysitters, if one of the kids are sick, we just have so much support. And I realized, first off, this just hit me. One of the biggest things for me with being not satisfied is just thinking about myself. Honestly, that's it. Thinking about myself, what I want, me, my, me, right? It's just like all about I. And times when I'm like that, that's when I'm just like the most dissatisfied. Because if I would have just thought about all the things I just told you, all the pros about being here in the desert, right? Because we moved out here instead of the beach, right? When I was still finishing school at Cal Baptist, we moved out here because her whole family was out here and it was a lot more affordable because, as you know, California is super expensive. So it made a lot of sense, right? But if I just like told myself 7 years ago, hey, your business is going to do better, you're going to have like family support, all this, like, I don't know if I would have listened. But, you know, sometimes we just got to like take a step back and realize that, you know, what about the people around you? You know, maybe you're not where you want to be in life or don't have the things you want, but maybe like if you were somewhere else in life, you wouldn't be by those people who really need you. You know, like my children, they've been so much better for being out here than at the beach where we don't really have any family whatsoever because my parents actually moved out here. So I think that's one thing that I just want to say there might be a huge blessing for where you are in your life, even when it's a place you don't want to be. Like sometimes we don't see the blessings God has for our life when they're directly right in front of us. And a lot of times, you know, it's like hindsight 2020, you might not see really why God had you in that place in that season until 5 or 10 years down the road, or even a couple years down the road, like me, you know, because I was praying day and night, God, please get us to the beach, create an income stream where I could go to the beach, please, please, like day and night, morning to night. It's funny because we had heard a word from God praying that eventually we would be out there, because out here in the desert, it's really just like country clubs, golf courses. It feels too vacation-y. But we know that there's a great need in California. California is like the mission field, to be honest. Like you don't have to go to Africa or China anymore to evangelize. Like there's millions of people in California that don't know God. But I think I just was praying so much the wrong prayers. God, like, get us to the beach, God. And just being like mad at God. A lot of times I spent mad at God. And I think when we do that, like that's a time in our life where we could get really discontent and dissatisfied. Because, you know, when I think about it, I'm breathing because of God. I have the home I have because of God. Like everything I have is from the Lord, you know. And we sometimes put our ideas of what we should have, where we should be, all these different things above what God has for us, you know? And a lot of this comes down to trusting the Lord and trusting His plans for our life, even if it doesn't make sense for us, you know? I love what Paul said, and this is such a good verse, Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Not that I was ever in need. Paul says this, not that I was ever in need. This is the guy who, by the way, was shipwrecked, okay? And, you know, was in chains, in prison. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content, that word content, with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing, okay? Or with everything. See, because the lie that I believe, like I've told myself, is if I have this, if I'm here, if I whatever that certain thing or location, if I have that, I'm going to be happy, right? Like that's going to bring me happy. I have a very A-type personality and I like to excel and succeed and do big things. But really, like, none of that matters if you don't have a right relationship with God. None of it matters at all. You see all these people like Jeff Bezos and all these billionaires and people that we look up to. Well, I don't really anymore now that I'm a Christian, but people society looks up to, right? And we put them on this like altar when really it's like if they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if they're not like furthering God's kingdom here on earth, then it's just for themselves. It's their own kingdom that one day is going to be passed down to their heirs and they're going to be gone in the dust and no one's going to remember them in 100 years, you know? So Paul says, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation. This is Paul, the greatest apostle who's ever lived. We have to realize that like all scripture is breathed out by God. Okay, so Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit when he wrote this. Okay, so like God has something for you and I today when we read a verse like this. Paul has the secret of living in every situation. Like only if we took the Bible this seriously, guys. Like I don't. Like right now, even me, this is speaking to me. Paul's literally saying he has the secret. Like if you knew that you could open up a book and have all these beautiful promises and the secret to being happy in life, you'd probably pick it up and read it, right? But we just don't. We just go, oh, it's our Bible, right? But it really is the word of God. That's how it's lasted for thousands of years against persecution and governments and rulers trying to stop the movement of Jesus Christ all the way back to, you know, when he came and lived and died on this earth, right? But no one could stop it. So this is the secret, Paul says, whether it is with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with plenty or little, for I could do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That's what I'm talking about. He could do it. The secret is that he could do everything through Christ because Christ gives him strength. See, that being content doesn't come from the things the world has to offer. And by the way, money, cars, houses, family, none of that's a bad thing, right? None of it is, right? In the right frame of mind, it's all about our heart. A lot of times, like, you know, it's like the person in the Bible, she had like a few coins and gave it to God, and that was like, or Jesus or something, you know, it's in the New Testament. She only had like a little amount of money, and God looked at her sacrifice because that was everything she had, she gave. And then the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, they're putting tons of money in that offering plate, but God knew they were doing it with the wrong intention. So God looks at our heart. And we oftentimes, right, we look at happiness as being an external thing, things we can get, things we can consume, vacations, relationships, all these different things. And I think the devil does this to distract us and make it so we're always seeking, but seeking the wrong thing. Because Paul says the secret is looking to Jesus Christ, who gives him strength. See, when we I'm going to just get right into it. There's really three steps, okay, how to be content. And one of them is right here, and it's just trusting in God, even when you don't understand it and even when it doesn't make sense, okay? That's the first thing I would advise to you if you want to be more content and full and have joy. It's trusting Jesus. And when you do that, a weight comes off your shoulders. Yes, you could still be driven and motivated and want to succeed and do big things, right? And go get good grades and go to a right school. None of that's bad. But we have to remember, like, we can only do so much, and then and the rest is in God's hands, right? And you make God a part of your plans. Is it something that God wants you to do, or is it just something you want to do, right? Like, I wanted to go live at the beach, but God had us here. And I actually did, 3 or 4 years ago, we went to the beach for like 4 months, and I got an apartment, and I tried doing real estate there, and the door just shut. And I was working like 15-hour days, and it didn't happen because I was trying to do it not at the right timing. I wasn't trusting God. I was putting my plans above him. And I love what David says in Psalm 16, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hands are pleasures evermore," forevermore, okay? Literally, David is saying, who was a king, by the way, David, King David, the king of Israel, he had money, wives, I mean, whatever he could possibly want. But David's saying, no matter all of that stuff, the joy is found in the Lord, okay? And a verse that has really spoken to me about trusting in God is Proverbs 20:24. "The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way?" I mean, how good is that? Why try to understand everything? Just trust in God, because God ultimately, he knows the day you breathe your first breath and the day you breathe your last breath. Okay, he knows. So we try to control our lives so much, and we go back to what I was talking about, thinking about me, and that's where true contentment happens. True, like I can't even speak. Being dissatisfied comes when we just think about ourselves. So I have another step on how to be content. I want to make actionable steps for you guys. So you could go away from these videos, you know, learning with me, we could learn together and have some like action steps we could do to actually, you know, move towards how God wants us to be. You know, we don't want to just like read our Bible and close it. We want to actually read it, see what it's saying to us, and then try to live that out in our life. And ultimately, pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to live it out, because we can't do it, like Paul said, without Jesus strengthening us, okay? Next thing, pray about everything. This is my next step. The Bible says that this is how God's peace that surpasses all understanding will comfort us, by praying. So give God the good and the bad, okay? When you're dissatisfied, tell God. Like, when you're having a bad day, just pray and be like, "God, this day sucks. Like, honestly, you don't have to be fake in your relationship with God. You could give it to him. He's God. He created you. He created the universe. He could handle it. The devil wants you to bottle everything up and to keep it from God, okay? But the best thing you could do is the good and the bad. Look at Psalms. Look at how David wrote the Psalms and look at his prayer life with God. It's crazy. David's like praying for people to be like smacked down by God. I mean, when you pray about everything, that's really how you're going to be content, because even when you're unhappy praying about things, that peace is going to come over you. And it's something that like non-Christians, people who are atheists, they think this is all just like fake and made up. But you got to understand, once you actually start putting these things into practice and you actually like feel the presence of God, like it's crazy. So the third thing is delight yourself in the Lord by filling yourself with his word, by reading the Bible and seeing the promises he has for your life, okay? If you're just listening to garbage on the radio, you know, watching things that don't glorify God, and this isn't about like, oh, you know, like don't watch TV and listen to music, but if things you're listening to are so anti-God, right? You're not going to be happy because you're filling yourself up with things that aren't on the Lord, and sin comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give you life and life abundantly. So if you want to be happy, literally read the Bible for 5 or 10 minutes every single morning, okay? If you do that, you're going to be filled with the promises of God. You're going to be filled with hope, and then you're going to go through your day being a totally different person, okay? Because if we don't know what God has for us in his scripture, like if you want to know someone, you spend time with them, okay? Like if you don't watch my videos, you're not going to know who I am. Like if I don't spend time with my wife, like we're not going to have a relationship. So if you want to be content and satisfied, and now we realize going through this video, okay, or listening to what I'm saying right here, going through our Bible, that satisfaction comes from Jesus. If we don't spend time with him, if we don't develop that relationship with our Lord and Savior, then you're going to be discontent. So take time every day, 5 or 10 minutes even in the morning, okay? It doesn't have to be like an hour, like you're a monk somewhere. Spend 10 minutes, read the Bible, and pray, and trust me, you're going to start being more content. This is how I've started to be really content with life. Whether like yesterday I had a big real estate deal that was tens of thousands of dollars fall apart that our family definitely could have used. And honestly, I was still content after that. I was like, well, that wasn't it, God. So what's next? You know what I mean? So thank you. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, wherever you're listening to, watching this. And let me know in the comments if there's something you're struggling with, and maybe I can make a video or audio on that. Thanks. Bye.